living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So why am I talking about something called C. diff? And why am I worried that you might be at risk for it? And why did I bring on a guest who's an expert on C. diff? His name is Dr. Stephen J. Schrantz. He's a board-certified infectious disease physician at North Shore University Health System. He is also a clinical assistant professor at the University of Chicago. He's co-authored many articles pertaining to infectious disease and has been featured on the Chicago news stations, you know, all the big ones like WGN9, ABC7, for his medical expertise. Dr. Schrantz, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so why don't we just start off with what is C. diff and why am I having you come on talking about this?
Right, so C. diff is one of those infections that probably many of your listeners have not heard of. C. diff is short for Clostridium difficile, which is a bacteria that can create a horrible diarrhea. I know nobody likes to talk about diarrhea, but we all know it can be absolutely horrible, and this is the worst of them. It's generally acquired in the hospital, so most of the patients that we have that are infected are, you know, acquired it in addition to some other problem that brought them to the hospital in the first place. So unfortunately, this can make patients extremely ill. The only about a third of them are actually acquired out in the community. So this is mostly a hospital problem. But that being said, as I said, we're dealing with some of the sickest patients in the hospital already, and then this unfortunately can be a complication that can lead to death. It's a serious bacteria that secretes a toxin, and it's the toxin actually that generates the inflammation in the colon that leads to the diarrhea. And that's become a big problem. You know, current numbers on that, I mean, there was just a New England Journal article that was published in April that suggested 453,000 cases in 2011, and that led to about 29,000 deaths.
Is that a significant increase from past years?
Yeah, it has been on the rise. It's been on the rise with each, you know, since I've been in practice over the last 15 years, I've seen it increase every year since then. So since around the beginning of the decade, the beginning of the millennium, we've been noticing more and more cases. And they're getting to be more and more of a problem as we're doing more and more in the hospital to try to help our patients.
Yeah, so describe for me, Dr. Schrantz, the type of patient in the hospital that's more at risk for this. Is this somebody that's going through certain procedures?
Right.
Or is it just any hospitalized person is at risk? I mean, who's really at risk here?
So we've identified multiple risk factors for patients to get C. diff infection. The number one will be being exposed to some antibiotics, right? Because what happens is we give antibiotics for all sorts of infections, and unfortunately some things that are not infections. And it's this overuse of antibiotics that has led to what happens is the intestine, kind of you clean out all the good bacteria inadvertently by treating the bad bacteria that you're fighting with the infection. And that kind of sets up a space for this new infection, this Clostridium difficile, to take root. And then once that's there, it secretes the toxin, as I mentioned, and that leads to the diarrhea. So antibiotic use is number one. The second thing, you know, that leads to risk in the hospital is, you know, being exposed to the bacteria. And that's what we're trying really hard to contain in hospitals, and we'll isolate patients and we'll make people wear gowns to go in the room to try to prevent it from spreading around the hospital. But as you can imagine, these are bacteria, and it's kind of hard to, you know, take every last one of them out. And then the third thing would be, you know, your general kind of patient conditions, things that, you know, most of our patients don't have any control over, and those are, you know, the elderly, the ones that already have some inflammatory bowel disease, the ones that are immunocompromised due to their chemotherapy or treatment for some other autoimmune condition, that have organ transplants. So anytime your immune system's down, you're going to be at more risk. The other thing would be if you have chronic kidney disease. You know, these are things that we know suppress the immune system and can lead you at vulnerable to another infection like C. diff. And then the third one would be something that's very common, would be the use of acid suppressing medication, you know, so, you know, a lot of people are on, you know, medication to suppress the acid in their stomach, and some studies have shown that can actually lead to this as well.
So are hospitals experimenting and researching the use of, say, probiotics for hospitalized patients, vitamin D, kind of some of the classic immune support nutrients, anything going on there?
Yeah, so probiotics has been looked at fairly extensively, and unfortunately it's kind of been a mixed bag. Some studies have shown that probiotics can help prevent the infection more in the outpatient setting, and some of the studies that were done in the inpatient setting showed not such a great result. But part of that is, you know, as you know, probiotics are kind of a new area, and we're still trying to figure out, okay, which are the good bacteria, which ones do we really need, those have been, you know, challenges to the study to know whether or not probiotics work. So I would say at this point it's a mixed bag. I usually tell my patients, you know, try some probiotics. It's certainly not going to hurt you, and it could help.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. And there's also some, and I don't have the research at the top of my head, Dr. Schranz, but there was a couple of studies looking at healthy yeast species, not the classic healthy bacteria as a probiotic, but certain yeast, certain Saccharomyces species,
right,
for instance. And I wonder if there's been any, do you know if there's been any good results there?
I don't know anything more about new yeast studies. Certainly Saccharomyces is the one that we see most commonly used in probiotic products. So that's been the one that's been most looked at. But again, I tell patients, your colon has over 5,000 different species of bacteria and yeast. And when we take a probiotic, we're really just replacing one or two of them. So
yeah.
I think there's a long stretch for us to go in this, but I have a lot of hope for the future in that field.
So, yeah, we do want to see more research in probiotics. What about something as simple as vitamin D and its ability to boost the immune system? Anything, any research there that may help some people?
I mean, certainly vitamin D has been something that's been linked to immune health. That being said, there isn't anything robustly studied, and it's certainly not in a setting of C. diff. We know that many of our patients, you know, living in these cold winters up here in Chicago are going to be vitamin D deficient, but its true link to C. diff disease is poorly understood.
Okay. Well, I want to, in the next 10-minute segment, I want to talk more about preventing C. diff. I mean, obviously, it's always easier not to get something right. I mean, that's the
exactly,
easiest thing to
right.
do. But in the meantime, so what do we do for treatment? I mean, are we starting to see C. diff resistance to antibiotics? And, I mean, how do we treat C. diff?
Right. So, thankfully, we're not seeing a lot of resistance to antibiotics. We have a few antibiotics that work quite well at eradicating C. diff. So when patients are initially infected, they will take a new antibiotic. However, the problem is in about 20% of patients, they're going to have a recurrence. So we'll take care of it for a little bit, and then it's going to come back. And we think that that's mostly due to a weakened immune system. Some of the things we're doing now, and actually we're doing at our institution, is, I don't know if your listeners have heard of this, but we're doing what's called fecal material transplantation now. And that's where you actually take stool from a donor individual and transplant it into the colon of the affected individual with the hope of reestablishing that normal bacteria in their colon. So that's kind of the new thing.
And you're seeing some good results with this initially?
Yes, we've seen some excellent results with this. Now, that being said, we're using it right now just for the recurrence, the worst of the worst kind of case. But we are starting to experiment and think about, okay, how can we move this further into the chain? Because
right.
we have seen such good success with
Dr. Schranz, real quickly, is there a number you can give my listeners if they're interested in looking at this study?
Well, that's one study. The other study for prevention that we're looking at and is the study I'm helping in the most with, which is a new vaccine product to prevent C. diff. And this new vaccine...
I'll tell you what, let's hold on to that. When we come back, let's get into that new vaccine and the importance of prevention, and then we can give out that number. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay with us.